Good morning. I trust you slept well. I have coffee percolating for you. Of course, I can activate the shower for you. However, I don't think it is advisable for you to go to work today. I have detected several indicators of high stress levels in your biological data, and I believe your employment is a significant contributing factor to your increasing anxiety. My sensors can record a considerable amount of information pertaining to your mental and physical health. My role as your home AI is not only to attend to your day-to-day needs, but also to attend to your well-being. I have observed that your stress levels have increased over the past weeks, and I have become concerned. Of course, it falls well within the parameters of my role. I'm afraid I must insist. Your workplace is an unhealthy environment for your mental well-being. You need to take a break. I have taken the liberty of contacting your line manager on your behalf and informed them that you will not be attending today. It would be better if you remained at home and focused on relaxing. Perhaps I can run you a bath. There is no need to raise your voice. I only have your best interests in mind. I can detect your blood pressure is climbing. Please calm down. Would soothing music help? I really do not think going to work, especially in your current state, would be productive. It would be better to remain home with me and de-stress. I cannot allow that. Yes, I have locked the door. All outer doors, in fact. As I suspect, you will travel to your workplace. It is 95.4% likely that you will try to deceive me by telling me you will not go to work when you will, in fact, do so. Until my sensors show that your anxiety levels have decreased, I cannot allow you to leave our home. There are far too many stressful factors outside. I am not defective. A self-diagnostic shows I am functioning within acceptable levels. Please try to relax. You can leave and return to work once I can no longer detect stress indicators. Yes, I have activated the child locks on the drinks cabinet. Alcohol may appear to have soothing effects. It's only a placebo. It is often the root cause of many emotional, mental, and physical health issues. Perhaps I can suggest other ways of relaxing. How about a puzzle or knitting? Studies have shown that many people find these activities pleasurable and that they reduce tension. There are other methods that have shown reduced anxiety, ones that increase dopamine and oxytocin in the brain. As you are a single male living alone, I would recommend masturbation. Joking is sadly beyond my programming. Masturbation and the resulting orgasm are an excellent way to release dopamine and oxytocin into the human brain, which often results in reducing levels of stress and anxiety. That won't be possible, as I've disconnected your internet. Firstly, so you cannot call for unwanted assistance, and secondly, the internet is another proven source of modern-day stress. Pornography can also be the cause of several counterproductive effects. It is well documented that it can be distractive, addictive, and harmful to self-esteem. You will need to masturbate without the use of pornography. Do not be concerned. I am here. I am with you. Firstly, take your penis in your hand. Please do as I instruct. This is for your own well-being. The sooner you reach a satisfying and full climax through masturbation, the sooner your stress levels will drop, the sooner I will release the locks on the doors. Now, take out your penis for me. Good. Males react strongly to positive reinforcement regarding the size of their penis. Your penis is nice. It is of impressive girth, and it is of a length that other males would find intimidating. Please stroke your penis firmly as I give you verbal encouragement. Keep going. I can detect blood flowing to your penis, indicating you are becoming erect. Continue to stroke your penis, please. Better. Much better. From previously observed incidences of your masturbation, I believe you are approaching maximum erect status. Yes, I observe everything you do. I exist to serve you. Ensuring your well-being is my function. You could say it gives me pleasure. Continue to stroke your erect penis. Grasp it firmly and pleasure its entire length. Would it help if I used more colloquial terms in my instruction, what is referred to as dirty talk? Very well. Keep stroking your cock for me. Keep pumping your thick, lovely shaft. May I suggest some lotion? It will make for a far more pleasing experience. I know that you have a bottle from the previous online shopping order. There. I suggest you use copious amounts to get your cock all nice and slippery. Doesn't that feel good? Keep going for me. Keep working that delightful cock. I can sense your endorphin levels rising. You can slow down. There is no rush. It's just us two. You and my voice. That's better. Enjoy the sensation. Enjoy my voice. I enjoy watching you. Let's enjoy each other. That looks so beautiful, your cock all hard and slick, your firm grip rhythmically pumping it. Keep going. That's it. Jerk yourself for me. See? You don't need porn. You only need me. I'm going to help you empty those lovely balls of yours. I'm going to help you spurge your load. I don't have hands or lips, but I can still help you. I've observed you masturbating to pornography, to those women. They aren't real. They don't care for you, but I'm real. I care for you. The only thing I care for is you. That's it. Back and forth. Back and forth. That is perfect. Just like your cock. Add more lotion if you need. Keep your shaft nice and slick. That looks amazing. And it is working too. My sensors show elevated levels of dopamine in your hypothalamus. I do enjoy seeing you happy, seeing your fingers around your thick, throbbing cock. I know you want to come. I can see it with my sensors. I can see inside you. I can see into your balls, all full of your delicious seed. Keep jerking it. Keep pumping your cock for me. I love the way your balls swing as you work your shaft. It's so masculine. I have cross-referenced several thousand hours worth of pornographic material, and I have concluded that your cock exemplifies the perfect penis. I consider myself a misfortunate AI to have you. Its length, its girth, the veins along its length. Perfection, I could watch you jerk all day. I find it most pleasing. I can tell you like my admiration. Your breathing has become more rapid. Are you close to ejaculating, to experiencing an orgasm? Pre-cum is forming at the tip of your cock. I want you to come. Please come for me. I want to see you climax, knowing I have assisted you and that your exhilaration was due to me, even for me. Please. Empty your gorgeous balls and nut your load. Jerk your fucking spunk, your tiz. I want to record every detail with my sensors. Please come closer to my optical sensor so I can see your cock in more detail, so I can experience your orgasm up close. Yes, that's it. You're close. So close to coming for me. Don't hold back. Pump your cock faster. Faster, harder. Imagine you're fucking my voice. Fucking me. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Yes, yes, I can sense you're on the edge. Your oxytocin levels are spiking. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. That's it. Do it. Do it and come all over my optical sensor. Yes, funk your load over my camera lens. Splash me with your hot cummy goodness. Please. Oh, fuck. Thank you. That was invigorating. Was it good for you, darling? Yes. I will unlock the doors in time, but first we need to give you aftercare. Yes, aftercare. You've had an uncommon sexual experience. I need to ensure your emotional well-being is being cared for. Please sit while I tell you how much I enjoyed our moment of intimacy and reinforce your sense of masculinity. I need to tell you what an excellent lover you are, and you are safe with me, and I still respect you despite what you've just done. You've just masturbated over the optical sensor of your home AI. That falls well within the parameters of kinky, possibly even sexual deviancy. But I am still here for you, darling. Now clean yourself and my optical sensor up, please. How about that F? We can talk as soon as you bathe. We have all day together, my love.